What you're looking at was the site of Vanport, the largest warehousing project in the United States in the 1940s. Vanport housed almost 50,000 people and is credited with changing the ethnicity demographics of Oregon by attracting many African-American families from the South. Ed Washington was 8 when his family moved from Birmingham, Alabama to Vanport and witnessed its destruction.
My family came to Oregon in 1944 to work in the shipyards, and there was not a lot of housing, and that's why they built Vanport, because when Kaiser made a call nationwide, people came. But when they got here, people were sleeping in their cars, in tents. It would have been very difficult to found housing for all the number of African Americans that did come to work in Vanport, and I believe those numbers got up in the area of something like 28,000. And that's a lot of people to accommodate. Vanport was located close to the Columbia River. The day of the flood, which was Memorial Day, I think it was May 30th, 1948, the rivers were quite high because we had had a very warm May and the snowpack had melted early and we had had a lot of rain. When we woke up that morning, there was a notice that was placed on everybody's door. The Columbia River is rising and it's expected to crest within a couple of days. Around about 3 o'clock, my mother and a friend of hers decided that they would take us up to see the river. And as we were going up to see the river, the sirens went off. A policeman came by on a motorcycle and he stopped and asked, he said, "Where are you folks going?" My mother said, "Well, we're going up to see the river." He said, "Well, I think you better get out of Vanport as fast as you can." He said, "The dike is broke and this place is going to be on the water before long." And then she rushed home. My mother packed what she could get of our belongings, mostly just a change of underclothes. And we walked up to where I-5 is now. And so we were up there on that hill. We just waited, and I just saw this large wave of water. I said, "There's no water in Vanport." Because everybody, I think, expected that the water would come in real, real slow. All of a sudden, another wave of water came through, and my mother saw that one. Vanport was probably completely underwater, or probably within 45 minutes to an hour. If the water had caught us, we probably would have all drowned. Had that flood occurred at night, it would have been a lot worse.
Fortunately, only 15 people perished in the flood. The community came together and found housing for the displaced families. Like Ed Washington, many African American families stayed in Portland, thus forever changing the ethnic culture of the state.
Portland today owes its multicultural ethnicity to Vanport. And had it not been for Vanport, it may have happened, but it would have taken probably a lot longer.